Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. As we launch into the third hour of the program, we will take your calls about anything. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. Adamo Freeman still in jail. Will be there for several days in Zanesville, Ohio. We talked about that earlier tonight. If you didn't get the story, you can go to copblock.org. Story's also up over at freekeen.com. And you can learn more about that. Of course, you can listen to us later on in archive form over at freetalklive.com. You can subscribe to our podcast there. With you in studio, Ian here.
And Daryl.
And don't forget to join us via the telephone here tonight, 855-450-FREE, or Skype. Skype username, lrn.fm. We do have with us Dave Bourne. He is the host of Nonpartisan Liberty for All. And he's on via Skype right now. Dave, you're back on Free Talk Live. Can you recap for our listeners who might just be tuning in as to what you were getting at with this whole U.S. dollar international thing?
Yeah, so once a month I have a guy on, Ken Shorgen, who's also on Angel Clark's show once a week as well on LRN. And he writes for a bunch of different websites and talks about geopolitics and the economy and things like that. So actually last night it actually aired on LRN during the podcast loop. But we've been talking a lot about this where and so have other independent media. So I just make it clear, it's not just him, but it's not something you're going to hear, you know, on government media. But essentially, with all the things that have been going on with, you know, if you want to call them proxy wars or you know, things between Russia or whatever, that China, along with Russia and some of these other nations, are calling them the BRICS nations, have gotten together. And just to summarize on a number of things, one being their own World Bank. They are setting up a SWIFT system, which essentially what I understand that is currently the U.S. dollar is the reserve currency, meaning all trading between nations for the most part is done in U.S. dollars. And you need to convert those your currency to U.S. dollars to do trade. And of course, there's fees associated with that. And especially with oil and OPEC, you know, made an agreement that everything goes through this. So essentially, they're trading, especially oil, but other things, converting to U.S. dollars so they can trade between countries. And, of course, this heavily benefits the U.S., and they're even able to inflation is kind of dumped off, in a sense, on other countries. So with China and these other nations getting together and forming this World Bank and a SWIFT system, they're trying to essentially get everyone off of the U.S. as a reserve currency and get rid of a reserve currency altogether. So the implications that can have on the U.S. dollar are huge. I mean, from his opinion.
So Dave, what you're saying is that they're going to get off the dollar, but there's not going to be another reserve currency to replace it?
Well, this is kind of based a lot on Ken's research, but from what he was saying, everything, the goal essentially is still everyone would trade with their own currency, but it would be backed by gold. So they're, you know, basically verifying that everything is backed by gold, whether it's currency or a, you know, note or something like that, where again, and this is based on his information, but it's to move more towards a currency backed by something. So when they trade, whether it's in their own currency or in a note that is backed by gold that has been confirmed, you know, if you have something that says, yes, this has been verified, there's whatever, $10 million in gold sitting here to back this, that it would be done that way. So, yeah, essentially to not really replace the reserve currency. But
haven't they been saying for years that China was going to stop using the dollar as a reserve currency?
I've been hearing that pretty much my entire life.
Right.
And one thing that I find odd
is the people that seem to be alarmist about this, like the people that want the U.S. government to collapse, that are saying, oh, the U.S. dollar's not going to be the reserve currency anymore. That's going to destroy the economy. Wouldn't you welcome that? Because that would then, okay, it destroys the U.S. economy. U.S. government hopefully collapses.
Yeah.
Like, isn't that something you should be cheering on? Like, I've heard that there's a group called Anarchist for Hillary, not because they think that Hillary is going to, you know, be a freedom-loving president, but because they realize Hillary is probably going to speed up the collapse. So go for the worst possible scenario to get what you ultimately want?
Yeah, but I think the one difference here is that it's not talk anymore. I mean, I don't know what it was based on in the past, but they are actually, you know, it's been confirmed that they're creating the SWIFT system. Now, what's going to happen as a result of that, I guess, is all speculation.
It's hard to really get too worked up about it. I mean, you're not upset about it, right? Like, you want the dollar to be pulled from a reserve currency status, right?
Yeah, no, I mean, it should be. And I think long term, if that's what happened, and if everything was backed by gold or some other asset, I think that's a positive. But in the short term, that's where, you know, and you can speculate. I mean, of course, he's speculating that things are going to be, you know, crazy where you have riots in the streets and stuff like that.
I don't know about that. Sounds unbelievable to me also that any major government would want their currency to be backed by gold. That doesn't make sense to me. I don't know why they would do that.
It's in the, from what I understand it, again, I mean, I'm not an expert on this or anything, but it's more in when you're trading with other nations. You know, right now, I mean, everything, the U.S. dollar is based on nothing, and the other countries are really forced to use U.S. currency.
Yeah, but if they use their own currency, those would also be based on nothing, and that's part of the game, is that the different central banks around the world can just print up money, and, you know, based on a variety of factors, that dollars trade at different, you know, rates.
That's what's supposed to eliminate that and go to something where, you know, the currency is based on gold instead of the other way around.
Well, I hope you're right. I mean, to me, it sounds pie in the sky, and Dave, thanks for the call tonight. What's your website, by the way, for listeners?
Oh, nonpartisanlibertyforall.com.
All right, thanks for the call tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You know, it's hard to really, to me, it sounds very speculative. I don't know. I haven't done the research, and nor do I really want to.
Yeah, and it also seems kind of odd that, you know, right now there's no currency in the world issued by any government that is backed up by an actual thing of value.
Right.
There's the claim that I believe it's the Australian dollar that's backed up by some commodities, but it's one of these things to where basically they're backing it with their stock market. So it's not like tangible items.
Yeah.
It would be akin to if the U.S. dollar, instead of being backed by the full faith and credit of the United States government, was backed by the Dow Jones Industrial Index or something.
More pieces of paper.
Right. So ultimately, it's basically, you know, like, we're backing this piece of paper with this other piece of paper. So there's not any government right now that issues money that is backed by gold, silver, platinum, plutonium.
It's not in their interest to do that.
Pluto figurines, Star Wars figures, anything. So they're all backed by just, well, we say it's worth this, so therefore take it. So it doesn't make any sense that they would then say, oh, okay, except for when we trade this to other governments, and then it's going to be backed by something other than our military. It makes no sense to me why they would do that. Maybe they will. I don't know. You know, my ideal solution for currency is to get rid of legal tender laws and allow anybody to issue their own currency. And if people want to take it, people take it. If people don't want to take it, they don't take it.
Let the market decide on currency. Yeah, I totally agree. And I guess, you know, if more develops, hopefully we'll hear about it here on Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So we were talking earlier about, you gave us this YouTube video you'd watched of a guy with an earpiece, somebody giving him instructions over the earpiece as he's talking to people, asking them for just their name, essentially, and where they're from.
Right.
And as though he's going to, like, perform some sort of psychic trick, but it's really his buddy who's typing up on Facebook.
I don't even think that this was him pretending to do a psychic trick.
Oh, really? Okay.
Like, he was pretending to do, like, a man on the street sort of thing.
Uh-huh.
And then he was just asking them questions in amongst the conversation. Like, he was having a conversation with them. In amongst the conversation, he was saying, so didn't you go to, like, San Bernardino High School and you graduated in 1994? And they're like,
but they're surprised he would have known that.
Right. They were very surprised.
Okay. I've seen a version where it's like a psych, like he's like, I'm a psychic, you know, that kind of thing. But there was another one I wanted to tell you about that was related to that, and I haven't forgotten about it. We'll come back to it. 855 453 plus more about your privacy on the way, and Bitcoin nano satellites. We'll find out what that is.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand
it's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market,
making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing to be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101ReasonsFilm.com. 101ReasonsFilm.com.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you may take control toll-free here at 855-453, 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, Ian here.
And Daryl.
Don't forget to join us online. Drop by freetalklive.com, where you can enjoy the features. You can create the content there on the front page of the site. It's all listener-created. You can submit content to our Reddit-based system, and then other listeners can vote. Vote up if they like, down if they don't. It's all totally free at freetalklive.com, so go there and enjoy. Another great site for liberty-oriented news is freedomsphoenix.com. They're uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies every day at freedomsphoenix.com. Their readers get the real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go to FreedomsPhoenix.com. You can sign up for their free daily dispatch. That, again, is FreedomsPhoenix.com. So, Daryl, we were talking about there was this video that you'd seen where there's a guy with an earpiece and he's just talking with people on the streets. I just misunderstood what you had said earlier. I thought he just asked them for basic info, like their name and where they're from. And then his confederate on the earpiece was looking them up on Facebook, and then he would start asking questions about their lives that he wouldn't necessarily know.
Right. So I was able to watch about 30 seconds of the video. It's mm-hmm. from BuzzFeed. I will post the link on the Facebook and Twitter. And so he asks somebody, you know, what's your name and where you're from. The guy in the van pulls it up and he says, ask him what he thinks about Jared Leto's hair. And Jared Leto's some celebrity. So apparently the guy had posted
had made,
a status
yeah, had a post about that.
About, you know, the person's hair. So it starts off where he just asks, you know, sort of like benign, strange questions. And then towards the end, he starts asking specifics like, you know, what was it like growing up in such and so town?
Mm.
And then they're like, wait, what? And then they explain about, you know, internet privacy, like, you know, be careful what you post.
Because they're just
posting
publicly.
We've got somebody in the van, and yeah. they pulled all of this info up.
And that's because these people were just posting publicly to their Facebook. They
yes.
had no privacy restrictions on whatsoever. And they don't think about that. They don't think about the ramifications of what that could mean. So a variant I saw on that was, I think it was the Jack Vail channel on Facebook. He's one of the Facebook. It was the Jack Vail channel on YouTube. Jack Vail is one of the YouTube pranksters, and he does some pretty fun stuff. He actually created the pooter, as it is called. Have you seen the pooter before?
Is that the one where the person pretends to fart?
Yeah, it's the pooter is the device. So he made
okay.
this device.
Oh, he's the guy that invented the device.
Correct.
Okay.
And it's something that you can conceal in the palm of your hand, and that way you squeeze it. You just sort of squeeze your hand, and it makes this very convincing fart noise, sort of on the lines of the old whoopee cushion.
Yeah.
You know, concealable in the palm of your hand.
I've actually seen machines that... You know, it's a sizable machine that you can't hold in the palm of your hand, but you push a button.
This is not a machine.
And then it remote controls, or you can do sensor activate to where somebody walks in front of
yes,
it.
Yes, you're talking about something with a speaker. This is this is not a machine. This is just a, I don't know what it's made out of, some kind of plastic or whatever. But
okay.
It makes a, you know, fart noise. And so, anyway, that's who Jack Vail is. He's got some pretty entertaining videos out there.
Is this the guy that, if it's who I'm thinking of, he's a jackass, basically, where he'll go into the hood and start harassing thugs?
No.
To basically prove that a thug will beat you up?
He's done some farting by people in the hood before, which has been somewhat dangerous.
No, so I've seen one to where the guy goes up and he just starts randomly pulling up pants of people in the hood.
No, that's one of the dumbest jokes I've ever seen.
And then the guy also does the farting prank, but he will actually lay his hands on someone and like pull their head towards his butt. And so, like, this guy, he's aggressing
people.
Against people
yeah.
by, you know, grabbing them.
Right.
But he's basically proving that a thug will beat you up.
Right.
And then while he's...
And you might deserve it,
getting
too.
Beaten right. up, he's like, it's a prank! Stop right. hitting me! It's a prank! There's a camera! Like, you can't do that. Like, you know, You can't just go assault people and say it's a prank. Ha ha.
No, I agree. That is not Jack Fail. Jack should not be confused with that channel that you're talking about.
Okay.
I think the channel you're referring to is OCK TV. OCK.
I have no TV. Clue. I've seen some of the videos, yeah. And there's one where he actually gets a gun pulled on him.
Like
because he's walking around with water guns, and he's like, hey, you want to buy a gun?
Yeah.
And the guy says, MF-er, why do I need a gun? I already got a gun. And he pulls the gun out and, like, shoves it in his face.
Yeah, that's one of the dumbest channels, one of the worst prank channels, I think. I mean, there's some pretty outrageous
pranks. I don't even think
before.
You could call that a prank channel.
Well, you know, some of the stuff they do is,
he's trying to be a prank channel, but he's not a prank channel.
I mean, I don't like the pranks where they assault people. I don't think that's okay. I mean, obviously, I'm a liberty-minded person, and I don't support aggressing against people. And the ones where they're pulling up the pants is so outrageous to me.
Yeah.
And anyway, that is not Jack Vail. Jacks are much more calm, kind of friendly pranks.
Okay.
He's a much more friendly prankster, I guess you could say. Much more family-friendly, if you will.
Okay.
Again, farting is about as extreme as it gets on Jack Vail's channel. So one of them, they're apparently on Instagram, and I know nothing about Instagram. Okay,
post pictures.
Yeah, I know they post
that's
pictures,
all I know.
And there's filters. So that's all I know about Instagram. But
filters?
Filters for the pictures. So like if you want a sepia tone, you can put the sepia tone on it.
Okay.
But apparently there's a feature on Instagram where you can see, based on a map, based on GPS, people posting pictures.
Okay.
So, like, if you were in Keene Central Square and somebody posted a picture nearby, you would be able to see that on the map, presuming they're posting publicly.
Okay.
Right? So they went to, like, Venice Beach or something like that where there's a bunch of people around, and it's guaranteed that people are going to be posting pictures of themselves. You know, I'm eating an ice cream cone on Venice Beach. You know, that kind of thing.
Okay.
And so they found someone posting a picture on Venice Beach. Then they would walk in that general vicinity until they found that person. Because they're, you know, selfies and things like that, right? So
right,
people
right.
are not just taking pictures of sunsets, they're taking pictures of themselves at Venice Beach. So they would then find the person who took the selfie, and they would go up and start talking to this person. And I forget under which pretense they would just go up and talk to them, but and it might have been the psychic thing. I think it might have been, yeah, it was the, you know, he was pretending to be psychic, right? So he'd go up and start asking them, and it was the same thing with a guy with he had an earpiece in, and someone
okay.
was feeding him information. And, it wasn't an earpiece. He just researched them or whatever, because basically finding that first picture allowed them to find their Instagram profile and
okay.
then see all the other posts that they'd made. And so he would start asking them questions about, and he would, like, know their name. He would know where they were from. He would know, you know, where they went on vacation. And they were totally freaked out about, how could you know all of this stuff? You must be psychic. And he was like, no, we saw your post on Instagram. You know, so he told them at the end of the prank. And so I thought that was an even better version of what you were talking about, where he didn't have to ask them a single question.
Right,
He just found their post publicly and then researched them a little bit, found them physically because he was there at that time, and it was a real mind blower for those people.
I also saw one where somebody did something similar, like, you know, figure out who's nearby, walked up and he would approach people. Hey, we've been chatting on Grindr.
Yeah. We'll come back with more here in moments. 855-450-FREE. You can take control here. Share your thoughts. Whatever. Internet privacy. We can come back to all of it here in moments. Plus, Bitcoin nano satellites. Daryl will tell us about that. Still to come here on Free Talk Live.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you dial toll-free if you want. And bring up anything that's on your mind, 855-450-FREE. Adamo Freeman currently in jail for several days in Zanesville, Ohio. The story is over at freekeen.com and copblock.org. If you missed that earlier tonight, you can get that later on in our archives over at freetalklive.com once I get them online later. And, of course, you can join us via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. And you can call toll-free, 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. Plus, if you want to help support Free Talk Live, we'd love for you to do that. One of the ways you can do it is by shopping with us. You go to shop.freetalklive.com, and you enter Amazon through the links you'll find there. And there's Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, Amazon US. You just go into the right Amazon for you and get your shopping taken care of. Free Talk Live will get a cut of your purchase. It's that simple. It's the same great Amazon selection. It's huge. The same great free Super Saver shipping deals. Everything you're used to. It's just you're entering through our affiliate links, so we get the cut over at shop.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Skype, where we have Frode on the line. Skype, Frode, you're on Free Talk Live. We have Frode on Skype. Frode going once.
Hi, guys.
Hello there.
How are you doing tonight?
Hey, where are you calling from tonight?
I'm calling from Norway.
Ah, excellent. Frode from Norway. Go ahead, sir.
Well, I have a question about democracy and when it comes to voting.
Sure.
Have you voted at the last election for the president?
I did, yes.
Can I ask you why you voted?
You know, it's an old habit at this point as far as why I voted for presidency. I can't really say I was particularly excited about any of the people that were on the ballot. And I think I actually voted for George Phillies the last time around because he was on in...
That was 2008.
That was 2008.
See? Last election was 2012.
Okay.
And
Phillies wasn't on?
No, he wasn't. You were running for state rep in 2012, so yeah. You also voted for yourself.
Right.
I'm fairly certain you were excited about your own candidacy.
Not really. I mean, I don't get excited about politics generally.
Right, but there are other races on the ballot other than just president.
Sure, but you were asking specifically about president, right, Frode?
Yeah.
Right.
I'm just thinking about quitting to vote at the elections because it seems like it's not helping. It's not changing anything. It doesn't really matter what you vote for.
Oh, of course. I mean, at the federal level, I totally agree with what you're saying there. I mean, you can vote for anybody at the federal level, and they're all a bunch of scumbags, so it's not going to do anything. And, of course, the libertarians aren't ever going to come close to, you know, cracking 2%.
Right, but not voting also has it. There have been people not voting for as long as there has been voting, and that hasn't really changed anything either.
I agree with that. I mean, nothing's going to change anything at the federal level as far as, you know, working within or outside of the system, voting, not voting. They're just going to keep trucking forward and doing whatever it is they want to do until, you know, it all comes crashing down, maybe due to the failure of the dollar or overextending themselves all around the world with the military and overspending. I don't know. I really don't know when it's all going to come to an end, but no government has lasted forever. That's for sure.
Is it a little like this? If you don't vote, you can't complain.
Well, that's, I think, a ridiculous statement.
That's a claim.
That's just a way for someone to blow off what you're saying when they don't want to hear what you have to say.
And there are also people that say, if you do vote, you can't complain.
I've heard that too.
I didn't vote for any of the people that are in office, so does that mean that I have a right to complain? And I've also heard people say that, well, you voted for a third-party guy, so you wasted your vote. And I said, based on that theory, you voted for the guy that came in second. Didn't you waste your vote, too?
Well, what they're saying when they're saying to you that, oh, if you voted, you can't complain, or if you didn't vote, you can't complain, they're saying, I don't want to hear your complaints.
Right.
That's all there's. It's just a way of placing blame on you, though.
So... In a nutshell, democracy doesn't really, it's not a good way of doing it in
a way? No, of course not. I mean, any kind of system that codifies the ability to have human beings rule over others is a problematic system, especially when it's forced on everybody without their consent.
Well, they claim that you consent because you exist in the geographic area I know it's not consent, but they're claiming that.
Sure.
And
just like a rapist would claim his victims consented, too. She wanted it.
Most people have an idea in their mind when they hear democracy, like, you know, voting, elections, and America.
Right.
But let me really explain what democracy is.
Please.
Democracy, and a lot of people will say democracy is 51% telling the other 49% what to do. And that's not accurate either. Democracy is a plurality of people that get to elect officials or set policy that the majority of people have to abide by. And why do I say a plurality of people? Because in most elections, you don't have 100% voter turnout. Even in the countries where voting is mandatory, they don't have 100% voter turnout. So in the U.S., it's on average around 50%. Slightly under in the off-year elections where it's just Congress and not the president. So I think last election, 2014, the national average was 40%. So you have, in some cases, it's not even a majority of those people that are setting the policy. So let's just say 40% of 40%.
Right.
That's nowhere near a majority of people that are setting policies that the majority of people have to abide by. So you have a plurality dictating to the majority. It's not majority rule, it's minority rule.
But the problem is also that it seems like there's no alternatives to democracy in a way.
Well, the alternative is to, you know, to not have a system. I mean, to let the market decide, to have people consent into organizations, societies that are actually real societies, ones that are based on voluntary consent and a voluntary order.
Yeah, but wouldn't a voluntary system kind of need a ruler or a president that's kind of the chief of the system?
No, if you want to set up a system that way, you're certainly welcome to do it. I mean, if people want to join that system, they should be free to do so. If people want to join a system where Frode is in charge, because Frode is so great at deciding things for people's lives, then, you know, they should be free to do that. I'm not going to join that system, but if
are
others
sure?
want, yeah. Well, I mean, you'd have to really persuade me, I guess. I'm not going to say that I'm totally closed to the idea.
There have been stateless societies throughout history. And just as, you know, no government lasts forever, no stateless society lasts forever either.
That's
but there have been stateless societies that have lasted for hundreds and thousands of years. So it is possible to have a society without a state. It is possible to have a state without society.
Unfortunately, we're a long way away from that happening. Frode, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. You know, one other thing to add about voting. I agree with Frode that it's completely pointless at the national level. It's just an almost total waste of time. The only reason it's not a waste of time is because there are local names on the ballot. And in New Hampshire, at least, those races can make a difference. The people who are winning or losing in those races, the people who get those seats in the state house, they are people who can work towards more liberty. The more freedom-oriented people we can get elected here, the better. We've seen liberty-oriented legislation actually have success in New Hampshire, and that's because of the people who've moved here, in a lot of cases, as part of the Free State Project. It's because of a lot of New Hampshire natives who love liberty and the people who are out there willing to come out and vote and support them. If they didn't have people out there helping with their campaigns and voting and, you know, working the political system, we wouldn't have the same level of success with rolling back the state.
And don't forget people acting as citizen lobbyists going to testify to legislative committees that have helped pass and helped reject bills.
All right, we'll come back with more. That's all happening here in New Hampshire. You can learn more at freestateproject.org. More Free Talk Live coming up.
New Hampshire is under quarantine as walking corpses devour the flesh of the living. Max is 11 years old and surviving alone. Slow-moving and non-thinking, the dead swarm his home. Now he must apply his Porcupine Freedom Scouts training to improvise his escape. Look for Survivor Max on Facebook, read reviews on Amazon, or read Chapter 1 at SurvivorMax.com.
You're faking it. You go around pretending everything's okay. You're irritable, you lose sleep, and your mind is racing with fearful thoughts. You want it to stop. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. I can show you how to make it stop without abusing alcohol or taking medication. I did it, and so have hundreds of thousands of people just like you. Please, call now.
Call now, and we'll send you this wonderful free CD. 1-800-749-4061. 1-800-749-4061. 1-800-749-4061.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know.
GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, dial toll free here, 855-453. Moments remain, hopefully enough time to talk about Bitcoin nanosatellites. Daryl has that story here tonight. Of course, you can join us on the lines at 855-453 or via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. And, of course, you can help support the show by becoming an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com and get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, amp-only Facebook group, and more. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Andrew. He's in Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Andrew.
Good evening, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey.
I really wanted to – I called in because I wanted to respond that you were talking about the voting. And I have not voted in the last three presidential elections. It blows my mind how obvious the real problem in this issue is that I almost never hear it talked about on alternative radio or especially not in mainstream shows. Because here's the thing. Remember when they were just constantly harping about voter fraud, all the issues of voter fraud? When in my mind, these are computerized machines handling the voting process. It's not voter fraud, it's election fraud. What can you do with a computerized program?
It's not computers everywhere.
Right.
We and still have paper ballots here in New Hampshire.
Yeah, exactly. And that
the
is
computer
the
scanned.
Deception. Yeah,
not everywhere in New Hampshire, and there's a lot of the smaller towns where they have to hand count every ballot.
Right, and that's the great deception, because it's not everywhere. If it was everywhere, it'd be way too obvious. But here's the thing. Let me give you an example. In the last election, Ron Paul in Iowa, right, he's filling stadiums, filling them. And then over across town, there's Mitt Romney in the basement of a hotel with 75 people and all the mainstream press. The next day, you hear all the who voted and the exit polls. And gosh, I just don't understand. I can't seem to get Ron Paul's people out to the voting ballot. It's just like,
well, and yeah. Iowa, because they have a caucus, it's not a secret vote. So in Iowa, for the caucuses, and there are other states that have caucuses, what they do with the caucus is people meet up in the location where the caucus is, and then they go separate into groups. And, all right, this little group over here is the group for Mitt Romney. This group is the group for Rick Santorum. This group is the group for Ron Paul. And then those groups will then, oh, wait, the Ron Paul group's bigger than ours and bigger than everybody else, so we need to go join that group. And so it's one of those visual things to where they can manipulate the results. It's sort of one of those things, sort of like the Ash experiments, to where people don't want to really be seen as, standing out from the crowd and being different. The Ash experiment is the one where they have 11 people that are Confederates and one person is the test subject, and they ask the people, which one of these lines is longer? And 11 people will give the wrong answer, and then the 12th person, somewhere near like 90% of the time, would give the wrong answer because he didn't want to be seen as standing out.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have these not secret vote caucuses, people behave differently than if it was write your vote on this piece of paper.
Right, and I'm not necessarily a big avid Ron Paul fan, but it just, to me, from an amateur standpoint, looking down, I'm seeing, wow, this guy's, selling stadiums, this guy's got a room of 75 people, and then I'm told, they just are astounded that their people didn't come out and vote the next day. But regardless of all that, I would go back to my other point, and just the fact that you're right, it's not in every situation. But there is a great deal of computerized voting, especially in the larger cities where, greater numbers are going to have a greater impact, right?
Certainly.
So, I don't know. I just think more attention ought to be given to it. If you Google that stuff online, you can find all kinds of examples where there's, eyebrow-raising results coming out of
What is your solution? Just get rid of the computer counting machines?
There was fraud before those machines existed. Right,
right. There was.
Yeah.
And, there was also fraud. There's fraud in the way candidates get on the ballot, to where in Pennsylvania, if a minor party or independent candidate turns in a petition and then one of the major parties challenges the petition, the minor party candidate then has to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars defending their petitions, and if they win, they don't get reimbursed by the major party that challenged their petitions. So there's financial incentive not to petition to try to get on the ballot in some places.
Exactly. Your question is valid. What would I propose? I would propose complete transparency. Probably have to have some sort of selection process, but pretty much anybody could go in and, maybe a group of some sort go in and hand count, say, hey, I really question the results in this. I want to see each of the handwritten ballots, and I want to count them, or I want to have this.
In New Hampshire, you can go and observe the count, as I understand it.
Well, right, but after the election is over and the count is done, you can't do your own recount.
Oh, I see what you mean. You mean after the fact. Okay, gotcha. But you can go in there while it's happening, and you can observe the actual counting.
You can observe them pushing the button on the machine, and the machine spitting out, this is what the vote total is.
But as you said, in New Hampshire and some places, they actually do hand count.
Right.
You can observe that.
I think there's a process that you have to go through to be able to do that.
Hmm. Okay, I thought they let just anybody in there.
I don't know if they do or not.
Right, it's a little scary. All of us know somebody who's really good on a computer. That person could walk in and say, okay, between the 10 people in this room, I want everybody to vote. Is there election fraud possible? So 8 of them say no, 2 of them say yes. Computer program comes out and says, oh, look at this. 7 of them said yes. three of them said no.
Andrew, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate the thoughts, and I can appreciate the concern. I mean, yeah, there's an incentive to commit fraud on these elections. I mean, if, especially in the bigger ones, when somebody is up for a Senate seat or something like that, that there's money involved and there's power involved, and so they have the incentive to commit fraud. No doubt about that.
Yeah, and I think one of the things that leads to some of the, I don't want to necessarily say conspiracy theories, but some of the theories about the ability of these vote counting machines is that the companies that make the vote counting machines refuse to make the code public. So,
that's
for instance,
really disturbing.
Slot machines that are operating in Las Vegas, the coding on how those work is made public.
Mm-hmm.
So that
it's open source.
You know, well, not open source in that anybody can go and
change it. You can't modify
change
the code,
it,
but you can
but
read it.
People
you can
audit
it.
Right. Like, you know, there are processes to where you can be able to see the coding.
All right. I want
to
hear about Bitcoin nanosatellites before
so
we get out of here.
The Bitcoin nanosatellites. One of the core developers, a gentleman by the name of Jeff Garzik, has signed a manufacturing contract with Deep Space Industries that will find it constructing 24 nanosatellites for a proposed BitSat program. The satellites are to cost about $1 million a piece.
Woo!
And let me skip down into the article here. I've researched this before, so let me just go based off of memory.
What's the point of it?
These things are going to be about 4 inches by 4 inches by 1 foot.
Okay.
And they're basically going to be running the Bitcoin program.
Mm.
And they're going to be in space.
Right.
So that if, you know, the internet gets taken out here on Earth, you've still got 24 satellites in space running the Bitcoin protocol.
Which, in theory, you'd be able to communicate with, or at least get their signal to you, you'd be able to receive it.
I'm not sure if it would be able to send the signal, but until internet, it would have to be able to receive it somehow. I don't know exactly how that would work.
Usually the point of a satellite is to communicate. Right.
Right. So, you know, I don't know if your smartphone would be able to get the signal directly from the satellite.
Seems unlikely.
That's why I said I don't know exactly how the sending and receiving from the satellite to the internet
I'm
would work.
I'm interested in knowing more about that as well. I've heard about these sort of these small satellites. I know the OuterNet system is talked about using something like that as
so,
well.
So let me just read something real quick. Garzik says that once the system is in place and all 24 satellites are deployed, the system will be capable of providing quote-unquote continuous global coverage. And
of Bitcoin, which I think the most exciting possibility for that might be that they would be getting Bitcoin into uninterneted versions of the world, like, you know, the 10 billion
I think that's
people.
One of the possibilities. But also, then if all of the networks on Earth go out, you've still got satellites.
See you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
For over 20 years, you've trusted Lumber Liquidators to make high-quality, beautiful flooring affordable for everyone. Delivering this value means you get the floor you want at a low price you deserve. So we've lowered prices even more. This week at beautifully distressed click strand bamboo. It's easy to install, and now it's $229. That's about half what you'll pay at other stores. Plus, 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $169 and 12-month special financing. You trust our value. We value your trust for quality hardwood. See the flooring experts today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645.
845-7645.
When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.